when I got turned down, you know, from a scientific career at that school leaving episode that I mentioned, I decided, because of what the guy said to me, well, you don't have any qualifications, I decided that I would look into getting some qualifications. And so at the age of 15, I went out and joined evening classes immediately on day one. And during, you know, all that I've told you, I was actually going to evening classes every night, five nights a week, at the Borough Polytechnic, which is now, you know, the City of London University or something. And so I went there, you know, religiously every night, and I could only do one topic per night, so I could only study five subjects. So I did maths, physics, English, French, and I think I may have done chemistry or German. I can't remember what I did then. I know I subsequently did chemistry, but I couldn't get all the topics in five nights. But anyway, I went five nights, and I did that. And I was doing that for the whole 3 years while I was working as a printer. So that's one point I wanted to mention. But the other thing was that during my period working at Straker's, I happened one day, I mean, our family took the Daily Mirror as the paper that they looked at. And on Saturday, the Daily Mirror introduced an article called Children's Mirror. And I remember reading this one Saturday, and there was an article in there about this grammar school boy that had decided he wanted to be a rocketeer. He wanted to work in rockets, and he ended up working at this strange place in Aylesbury somewhere. And I was very interested in this because I thought, rockets, that's what I want to do. RPD Westcott was actually, you know, they had lots of things going on. It was an old aerodrome. And so the solid propellant division was in one corner. The liquid propellant division was in another corner. And they, you know, it was quite a place and a revelation to me, you know, as a young boy. I was by then nearly 18, and so I went to for this interview, and I saw Dr. Crooks, and he was quite impressed with what I had to say. You know all about this, you know all about that. You know, would you like to come work with us? So I said, well, yes, but, you know, do I need any qualifications? So he said, well, if you came, you don't have any qualifications at the moment, but you say you're studying for your O-levels or matriculation, actually. We give you a position on the understanding that you will get your matriculation. You must carry on studying, and but you can start as a scientific assistant. And that's how I started.